This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looks like we do have the first results coming out of New Hampshire. The AP is reporting a clean sweep for Nikki Haley at Dixville's Notch. She won all six votes. And so I don't know, folks. I mean, what does that portend? I don't know. We could be in for a roller coaster ride like you've never seen before. Who knows? But Dixville Notch, has spoken. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two, we are beginning. And we're glad you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a direct message, and you'll be off and running from there. We love to get your direct messages, by the way. And also, folks, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, and then everybody on AM 930. Everybody listening, of course, across the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. We really appreciate them working so hard for the program. Good morning to everybody at 710K in U.S. Good morning to everybody at 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, and many others as well. And, folks, again, we are going to be talking about the New Hampshire primary. We'll be talking about the path. Is there a path for Nikki Haley? What does Donald Trump start to do right now if it is clear that he will be the nominee? What steps does the party take at this point? What do you start doing right now in order to use the time to unseat the Joe Biden administration or whomever they decide to throw into the mix, probably at the last minute? And that's what I think will happen if they're going to do such a thing. But what has to happen right now? Good question. Also, we've gone against the Houthis again. More attacks against the Houthis. Also, the Supreme Court telling Texas by a 5-4 decision that the U.S. Border Patrol can take down that razor wire until such time, of course, presumably the Supreme Court will hear more about this because there was an original stay put on the federal government taking down the razor wire while everything else played out. So, folks, it is chock full for a Tuesday edition. It is chock full, and once again, we're glad you're there. So let's tell you about what happened at Dixville Notch, right? This is from the AP. The six registered voters of tiny Dixville Notch in New Hampshire all cast their ballots for Nikki Haley at midnight on Tuesday, giving her a clean sweep over former President Donald Trump and all the other candidates. The resort town was the first place in the nation to vote in the 2024 primaries. The voters were outnumbered by more than 10-1 by reporters from every corner of the globe, not to mention a pile of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. I miss the cookies. Well, that is the reason to even go in the first place at that point. Dixville Notch has a tradition of first-in-the-nation voting that dates back to 1960, with the results announced just a few minutes after midnight. With such a tiny sample of voters, the results are not typically indicative of how an election will end up, but they do provide for an early curiosity. In some previous elections, a couple of other tiny New Hampshire towns have also voted at midnight, but this year, Dixville Notch went it alone. The voting took place in a new location, the living room of Tillotson House, with the Balsams Resort undergoing renovations. It made for a congenial setting with an 11-month-old golden retriever named Maxine greeting media and voters. Les Otten, the principal owner and developer of the Balsams Resort, said he was excited to cast his ballot. It's special. It really is, Otten said. It ought to be, it's what ought to happen in every community in the United States, where there is 100% participation. Everybody votes. None of the six of us can complain about the outcome of the election because we've participated. Otten said he didn't agree with those saying the New Hampshire primary had fallen flat this year with President Joe Biden not on the ballot and Republican contender Ron DeSantis withdrawing at the last minute. It always does boil down to just a couple of people at the end of the day, Otten said. We've got two viable candidates on the Republican side. Dixville Notch caters to snowmobilers and Nordic skiers in the winter and golfers and hikers in the summer. For the primary, it had four registered Republicans and two undeclared voters. Well, again, very interesting. But the thing about the participation, that is kind of a sad sort of reality in our own system, isn't it? Where a lot of people don't participate. You know, we've heard some lamentations about, well, only a small percentage of Iowans actually participated in the Iowa caucuses and so forth. So is it really representative? Well, to a great degree, it really is. And I say that because obviously people have the ability and in so many ways the responsibility to participate. And when people don't participate, well, then somebody else is going to show up and make the decision. That's always kind of been the case, hasn't it? But definitely, when you have a lot of participation, I think it is a lot better. But of course, you know, there are these regimes, right, that always say we had a 99% participation and guess what? Vladimir Putin got all the votes and everybody says yes. We know what that means. We know that that's just a, well, can I use a Bidenism? That's just a load of malarkey, isn't it? But Dixville Notch, first in the nation, and now we know, but we're going to know a lot more in now less than 24 hours, of course, obviously, at least as far as our program schedule goes. But we'll know more later tonight. Of course, it's already Tuesday. But certainly, folks, it is going to be very interesting to see where this goes. And when we come back, we'll talk more about Nikki Haley, where she may go with this. We got a great audio clip. We got a great audio clip of President Trump. And also Newt Gingrich chimes in and I think has a very important and very practical take on what we're observing right now. So stay right there because we have a lot more to talk about on this Tuesday morning edition. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, everybody. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're continuing through the Tuesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Once again, the time flies by. I can't believe we're already this far through hour number two. It really does go by quickly, doesn't it? So once again, folks, you're welcome to call us up this morning, 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to our home website, kylewarrenshow.com. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Well, we just heard as well from William in Denver, and he's talking about the Houthis, of course, saying they're proxy fighters for Iran, and Biden just sent them billions of dollars to Iran. Is the problem Iran or Biden? He asks, a dog chasing its tail in a circle. Yeah, I no argument from me, William. Definitely, it is such a weird sort of arrangement, shall we say, between Iran and not just the Biden administration, but the Democrat Party elite, people like John Kerry, right, who's now, you know, running over there to try to, quote, save the Biden campaign. I don't know, how bad does it have to be when John Kerry has to come over and try to save your campaign? I don't know. But I think what William's pointing up here is, again, it brings to the fore this weird sort of obsession and relationship and connection that the Democrat Party elite, and by virtue of, you know, through the Biden administration now, that they have with Iran. And I think that a lot of these things, like, well, we're gonna go after the Houthis, but we're just gonna go after them enough, right, so that we can stand there in the press briefing room and say, well, we did this, and we think we're significantly, degrading their abilities. I think the Biden administration is so scared, they're so concerned with the with voting or with the votes that they may get from so-called, Arab groups of voters, basically, because of the support for Israel, which we have lauded on this program, of course. We should be supporting Israel. But the Biden administration is taking such a cautious, sort of timid way of doing it because they're so afraid of angering certain groups of voters. And certainly, if you went full bore in the Middle East against the Houthis or against anybody else, for that matter, I mean full bore. I don't mean here and there and a little bit, and it's going to be just enough, this kind of thing. If they went full bore, I think that they're very concerned that it's going to cost them politically. I think that even as we move closer to the election, we'll start to see a lot more disengagement from the White House to Israel. In fact, they've been trying to tell Israel what to do anyway, especially with the idea of now you're going to have a two-state system. I'm just sort of nutshelling this. You know, the path to peace here now is going to be the two-state system. You know, Blinken went over and talked to a bunch of people. Netanyahu has rejected that now, and I think he's rejected it in light of what Hamas did. He rejected it in light of what the world would look like, or what his world and the world, the Israeli world, would look like if Hamas simply was able to start regrouping so easily. And then, of course, now I think he's also rejected another proposal to end the war based on returning hostages and so forth. But they got to make the calls that they got to make, right? And Netanyahu's not concerned with how Joe Biden is perceived stateside, right, by voters at this point. How could he be? And what is really missing in so much of this, my friends, what's really missing is the idea of leadership, the idea of blazing that trail and saying, I'm going to take the position because it's the right position to take, not because somehow I think it's going to not anger a particular voting group or what have you. In fact, real leadership brings people over to your point of view. You know, gosh darn it, Mr. President, go out there and make the case to the American people. You know, talk about something other than smoothies or something like that. Write it down on the binder for Karine Jean-Pierre. Let her read it or something. But get people to see why. Get people to understand why. Get people to become enthusiastic as to why they should come over to your side. Just as in any other political campaign, you're trying to get people to come along with you. And maybe that's something that Joe Biden could be doing, instead of, timidly going after some of these things for fear that somebody somewhere is going to get angry. Well, let's listen in here real quick. Let's shift gears back to the New Hampshire primary. Let's listen in to Newt Gingrich, where he's talking about where Trump can really go from here, seeing as, from what we can tell right now, according to these polls, we'll have more hard figures, obviously, when the votes are counted in New Hampshire. But based on that notion that Trump seems to be prevailing, that the notion that Trump seems to be, ahead in the polls, and that many voters likely that were for DeSantis or Ramaswamy, that they will likely go to Trump. Let's hear what Newt Gingrich has to say about what begins right now as opposed to what may begin later on in the summertime. I think it's really, really important. Let's listen in.
Every time people turn around, the illegal immigration policy of Biden, which is a deliberate policy to open the border and have the maximum number of people enter the U.S. illegally, that's blowing up on the Democrats everywhere. Second, the country is not at all convinced by the woke left-wing radicalism. Simple example. 6% of Americans are willing to buy an electric vehicle. The Biden administration wants to make that 100%. Well, you can't, in a free society, coerce 94% of the country into doing something they don't want to do. So I think on both policy grounds and performance grounds, Biden will get worse and worse, weaker and weaker. Democrats will become more and more terrified. And I think this will be a bigger blowout than Reagan over Carter. I think that this is one of the amazing moments in American history. And Trump will have over 280 days to crisscross the country, strengthen the Republican Party, and campaign among groups who normally never see a Republican. I mean, he will have the time now to design a true general election strategy of trying to unify the whole country. And if you watch his tone, he has very correctly begun to move towards a unifying, bring us together, solve problems. For example, fix the big cities, not something Republicans normally talk about. So I'm encouraged that this could be a remarkable general election.
Okay, stop right there. So much going on in there and to unpack. Of course, he was talking about, and we are going to talk about immigration as well, because we've got some pretty interesting information about that. Immigration seems to be overtaking, by the way, what's happening with inflation in the country. So the Democrats, as you just heard the former speaker talking about, I think they'll get weaker and weaker. Biden will get weaker and weaker. But what the former speaker was just talking about, this notion of how much time you have now, you know, postulating that, the primaries are essentially done. And again, just given that, and maybe they're not, we'll have to see. But the idea is, if that were to be the case, now you can design, as you heard him say, a truly general election strategy. That is really important. And then going to people that have never seen a Republican, go to them before, talking about issues and usurping. I've always said as well, the Republicans need to be able to take away the issues from the Democrats. If they were to do that, you know, if they had a comprehensive, strategy to do that, that would have significant impacts on the elections as well. And, but just getting back to what Newt Gingrich was talking about, this idea that if you have this, you've been given this gift of time, you've been given this a long game strategy now, and you can just absolutely, put the nudge into the Democrats all the time between now and Election Day. I think, and especially with the state of affairs with Joe Biden, it's just going to knock them back on their heels. So, and the talking about unifying and talking about moving forward, I mean, this is a real opportunity, my friends. And, bigger than Reagan over Carter, I would not be surprised given everything today. Everything can change, but you never know, folks. It's time to strategize. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, federal officials are recommending that airlines make some key changes in their inspections on some of the older Boeing jets as well. We have the latest on this story now from correspondent Norman Hall.
The Federal Aviation Administration recommends that airlines inspect the door plugs on certain Boeing 737s that are older than the MAX 9 jetliner that suffered a blowout of a similar panel during a flight this month. The FAA said door plugs on one older version of the 737, called the 737-900ER, are identical in design to those on the MAX 9, and some airlines have noted findings with bolts during the maintenance inspections. The FAA issued a safety alert late Sunday. As soon as possible, airlines should visually inspect four places where a bolt, nut, and pin secure the door plug to the plane. I'm Norman Hall.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
And you can send us a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook and also on X there as well. We're working on maybe some other social media as well. So if you have any suggestions, send me a direct message. Let me know where you'd like to see us sort of appear, basically. All right. So once again, Tuesday edition, Overnights in America, lots to talk about. And let's continue, shall we? I know that when we talk with Denise Simon here in just about 15 to 20 minutes or so, I want to talk to her, obviously, about what's happened with the Supreme Court and obviously what's happening with the Houthis. And then also, of course, again, this notion of where we're going from where are we going from here, given the New Hampshire primary. Of course, we'll know all the results by this time tomorrow here on the show. But let's listen in here real quick. Martha McCallum from Fox News. By the way, Newt Gingrich, we were hearing that earlier, that was also from Fox News as well. But from Nikki Haley talking with Martha McCallum, who I think is just a great broadcaster in every sense. She's always got these great questions, and she doesn't ever really kind of back off either. She always makes sure that it gets answered. But let's listen to Nikki Haley responding to a couple of questions here.
One of the things that is talked about a lot right now in New Hampshire is the registered unaffiliated voter category. So in that category, not registered Democrats, as we've heard on the trail as well, but that category, you have about 50% in the polls, and Trump has around 30 to 40. Can you win with that margin if he's getting that chunk of those registered unaffiliated voters?
You know, it's amazing. You look at the fact we are seeing suburban women come back to us. We're seeing college, young college kids come back into the fold with us because they want to see somebody who's going to be a new voice, a fresh voice, a fighter for them. That's what we care about. That's what we've always cared about is normal people. We don't care about the political class. We don't care about those that are, you know, trying to fight for the power of stuff. We want to just get normal people, and we want it to be in a way that they feel safe and they feel comfortable and they feel like someone's fighting for them. And I think that's what's missing in America right now. I mean, you've got Trump and Biden. Don't overlook the fact 70% of Americans say they don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. The majority of Americans disapprove of Trump and disapprove of Biden. That's not what you want as a leader in the country. You want someone where people are going to feel hopeful again, and where they know that you're going to have a fighter and a worker. I have campaigned here for almost a year now, touching every hand, shaking, answering every question, being the last person to leave. I don't fly in here and do a rally and leave. And I can tell you, going into South Carolina, for those that say, oh, this is more of an independent state, how's she going to win South Carolina? I won it twice. I was a Tea Party governor. I know what it takes to listen to people, to fight for people, to earn their support. I do it the hard way.
Okay,
that's what people expect.
We're going to step right there. Okay, so first of all, in hour number one, I kind of addressed these remarks without actually playing them first, but just alluding to them and then sort of addressing them. But I think, you know, in a nutshell, you know, what Nikki Haley's talking about, she's saying, well, suburban women are coming back to us, meaning the Nikki Haley or the GOP overall. Young people, are she says, are coming back in. Well, and that some of that may very well be true. I do think that suburban women may have had some issues with Donald Trump, which I understand. But the idea, again, is now when I said earlier when we're heading out to break, you know, it's time to strategize. Well, it really is time to strategize. It's time to not just strategize, but it's time to capitalize on what is going to be doable. You know, you have to be able to have that clear path. I appreciate so much Governor Ron DeSantis because he said in no uncertain terms, we look for that path, basically, just paraphrasing here, we look for that path to victory and we didn't see it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing and expect a different result over and over again. And whereas I don't think it's to that level, obviously, for Ron DeSantis, because he was able to identify that. And there's a lot of respect that I have for Governor DeSantis for being very candid about that. A lot of politicians will say, nope, I can still do it. I'm going to win. And this is going to end. And yes, and you've got to have the intestinal fortitude. Yes, you have to have the X factor. Yes, you have to have the daring do to go out and do that, to run for president. Takes everything and takes the kind of personality that in many ways is rare. But at the same time, people do respect somebody who says, look, this is not practical right now. And I think that what's happening with Nikki Haley is that she does get traction among different groups and different voters. And that's fine. That's what she's out there trying to do. But I think that when you take a look at the real possibilities, the real pathways, and again, New Hampshire may upend everything. We may be back here 24 hours from now and saying, well, it looks like we really do have a real live horse race going on here, you know, that kind of thing. We just don't know. But one of the other things, too, is I think that Nikki Haley is trying to explain a lot about how she's being successful, as opposed to sort of basking in that success. And it's really two different things. There's something there's something about momentum that is tangible. And there's something else that when you don't really have momentum in the real sense, that's also, well, it's I'll say it's tangible, but if it doesn't exist, it's not going to be there to be tangible, if you catch my meaning here. So in other words, I know a lot of people, as I said in hour number one, I know a lot of people don't want to vote for Donald Trump, and they may not even, and they may stay home, and they may not vote for Donald Trump. Some will hold their nose and vote for Donald Trump. But in this now 287, is I think that's what Newt Gingrich said, right, days between now and the election, Donald Trump is going, again, assuming he's the nominee, Donald Trump is going, and the GOP is going to have to make the case to the American people that in order to actually fix something or turn it around or make it different, solve the border crisis, solve the inflation, solve the economy crisis, solve all these different things, at least begin to put them back on the track where people can sleep at night on these things, then come back and vote for Trump, basically, I think is what their message is going to have to be. Because to vote for Biden or to vote for Gavin Newsom, you know, in the wild chance that he becomes the nominee, or some other, you know, sort of weird development in terms of who would really be the nominee if Biden steps down, whatever they are going to bring is not just going to be more of the same. It's not just going to be, well, six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's not going to be like that at all. These policies that are in place and this mentality that says, look, even though we have the authority to close the border or to secure the border, maybe that's a better word to use, we have the authority to secure the border, well, we're not going to secure the border. In fact, if you try to secure the border, we're going to sue you and take you all the way to the Supreme Court to make sure that we have the right to stop securing the border. Because it benefits us politically. This is our political agenda, the Democrat Party elite can say. This is the madness. That's the chaos, or at least that's a great example of the chaos. And if the chaos continues another 4 years, you know, and all the silly talk, well, we're going to lose our democracy if Trump gets elected, all this stuff. That's all just a bunch of, Joe Bidenism. It's a bunch of malarkey. The real danger is the persistent application of these ridiculous, horrendous, hurtful, destructive policies by this administration and its ilk. And so, if Trump can make a better case and talk to people and bring other people in, it's all possible. If he's the nominee, then I think there needs to be unity. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We have a lot more to go here on this Tuesday edition. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And it stopped raining in Southern California. I'm thankful for that. but, yeah, I know we do need the rain here in Southern California. It's been pretty rare this last season here. But certainly our friends in Central and Northern California have had an awful lot more rain to deal with than we have. I did see something about the 405 freeway. It looks like they had some flooding there, but because it did kind of come down in buckets, that's for sure, at different times on Monday. But definitely looks like it's going to be clearing up here, which is good. That means I can start picking up the pieces in my yard, so that's fine. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It's time now for our song, and then we'll talk about a little bit about what's happening with the national weather, give you sort of an overview of that, and then it'll be time to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So we've got a great one here. We played this a while back, but I saw it here again, and I thought, yeah, tonight's a good night, because we had that really cool Motown bumper that brought us back in, right? And this is Michael McDonald, literally one of my favorite artists of all time. And I really appreciate his work. He's an amazing musician, for one thing. But he did a whole album of Motown covers. And this one is Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Let's get it started.
Thank you.
right, Michael McDonald. A little Motown. Ain't no mountain high enough. I am rocking out here in the studio. I can't help it. I mean, that just gets to me. I'm telling you that much. Folks, and again, you know, what I love about this program, what I love about doing this program and hosting this program, and by the way, it is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. And I always want to make sure I say that many times. But I love the fact that we get to incorporate a lot of music into the program, because music is just literally one of my great loves. And along with history and political science and things like that. But music really does change your mood. It does something. It brings you up, or it brings back a memory, or it just sort of catapults you to a different place. And I think that's kind of cool, actually. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Once again, Kyle Warren with you. And let's take a look at some of our weather out there. Last hour, we were looking at a lot of snow, especially around the Chicago area. That's for sure. This is going to head on over through southern Michigan, Kalamazoo, Detroit, of course, home of the Lions. And again, if you were listening to the program yesterday, I did lament what happened with the Tampa Bay Bucks. But the one person who's super happy about all that is my father-in-law, who's from Michigan and, of course, has been a Lions fan forever. And so I know that he's just ecstatic about the whole thing. But at any rate, snow through Detroit's going to head on over towards Buffalo, by the way, in Erie, Pennsylvania. Also Cleveland, Ohio, down towards Dayton, Ohio as well. And then it's going to turn into some rain heading down through Indiana, down towards Hopkinsville, by the way, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and then down towards Jackson, Mississippi, I believe. Jackson, Tennessee, and then Memphis, Tennessee as well. And then we're going to see that rain continue on down through those parts of Mississippi, basically, covering almost the whole state at this point. Still got lots of rain and lightning over towards Nacogdoches, Texas, just a little southwest of there. And also, of course, if you're in the central part of Texas tonight, this is going to be just northwest of Austin, and then over towards Kerrville. Then you've got rain. Certainly have some rain over in Phoenix, in Tucson, Arizona this morning. And again, for our listeners up in the Portland, Oregon area. Looks like Walla Walla cleared out a little bit. Maybe. Of it, out near Bellevue, right now. And Mercer Island, looks like. So, folks, be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece, and we want you to be ready to rock with us next time as well. So, once again, folks, we'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments, of course. And I think we do have Denise Simon with us right now. I think. Good morning, Denise. You're there?
Hey, good morning.
All right, good. Excellent. All right, well, again, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, everybody, plus the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Denise, well, I was just going to tell you some breaking news, although I'm sure that you know about it, and that is Dixville Notch has voted, and it's a clean sweep for Nikki Haley. What do you think? All six votes.
Yeah, I think there's only, 25 people that live there or something?
Right. Yeah, well, six people voted, evidently, so.
Oh, okay.
But, of course, it's not indicative of how the primary will go, but.
They were first to open the polls, and so it didn't take much. And, you know, maybe they were serving pancakes while they were opening the polls so they could, you know, this 6 or 10 people that live there could vote.
That's right. Well, they did have chocolate chip cookies, from what I understand. But, of course, well, again, but it brings up this notion, you know, where is the path for Nikki Haley? And at least in terms of where we're looking at the polling and what we're seeing and what we expect perhaps to see, does that path really exist, or does it exist for Nikki Haley herself? Or is it something we're not seeing?
Well, I don't think that we necessarily understand all too well the huge difference of New Hampshire voters versus Iowa voters. Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference, but I don't think that she's going to pick up New Hampshire like she thinks she is. And I have to say the woman's got guts. I mean, she's hanging in there. It takes a lot of courage to do that, but it also takes a lot of money and support, and she's getting it from some pretty interesting people, including some corporate money and from some independents and some Democrats. Lots of Democrats changed their status so they could vote in this primary. So what's particularly interesting to me, and I don't think enough is really said, is how the Democrats are not as upset as I would think they would be that the Biden campaign and the DNC has completely ignored and dismissed an entire state.
Exactly, yeah. And they're trying to do some kind of write-in thing, but we'll cover it more, of course, on the other side of the top of the hour news. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is going to continue to be with us, of course, folks. And we are going to come right back. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.